Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sandspence Radio. Delete your search history. This episode is brought to you by Dave Matthew. I don't know how to say your name. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Dave Matthew. Your name sounds like it should be Dave Matthew, but that's okay. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, when can you feed a Mogwai?
Okay, so watch Gremlins, Gremlins 2 as well, and we all know it's Gremlins, there's three rules.
Don't feed it after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it in the sun.
Mm-hmm. And don't get him wet.
Don't get it wet.
So there's three very arbitrary rules which make little to no sense.
Yeah.
When you start really breaking them down, okay?
My biggest issue with the three rules is the fucking guy, he didn't say why not to do this. It's just
the kid. Like, the old man's like, I'm just not giving this too much of a hassle. Don't take it. But the kid's like, no, look, we're fucking poor.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here's the rules. I'm fucking off. His grandpa will be mad.
As an aside for that little kid, he's kind of like, okay, so the store's going to break. It's going to the store's going to close down. We're in the shitter. Hey, I'll sell you this Mogwai for $200.
Yeah, I know. I like how the dad is like, yeah, I need this exotic creature no one's ever seen before. $100. That's probably why the old guy's like, no, fuck off. That's who the fuck are you?
Some Mogwai. So we've got three rules.
Yeah.
Two kind of make a little sense when you start thinking about it. But the last one in particular, don't feed him after midnight, makes absolutely no sense, because it even pointed out in the second film was like, what? That's a very arbitrary rule to be putting on something biologically that is sort of governed by time zones which we as humanity have invented.
Yes. Also, yes. Direct sunlight is also an issue, I feel.
No, see, direct sunlight's all right.
Cause... No, because like they just say keep it out of the sun, don't they? They're not even like direct sun. So like, is it nocturnal? Because then the not feeding it after midnight.
It is fucking clearly nocturnal because it's got huge eyes and huge ears. Mm-hmm. I assume that Mogwai is supposed to live underground. Like, that just makes sense. They got big eyes because that's a thing that underground thinks. Well, actually, you know what, to be honest? Underground things have no eyes.
No. See, I honestly
think... Maybe it's just nocturnal.
No, neither. They're a biologically created weapon. This is my theory.
Okay.
We're going to drop this in.
We're fucking in the middle now.
All right. Balls deep from the get-go.
Okay, so you can't feed them after midnight. That is just a bullshit rule that makes no sense. Fucking feed them whenever you want. So,
well, if you want a gremlin, yeah, sure.
Exactly.
if that's what you're after, feed them whenever you want, if you're going to be a reckless cunt.
So there's a few things in the film that sort of give it away that there was something going on here, particularly in like World War II, when the sort of guy who has got... post-traumatic stress is like all going like, man, there were gremlins everywhere in the fucking tanks and the planes and shit like that. Also have a look at just how poorly they treat non-human animals. So think about the dog, right?
They string it up by Christmas lights at one point.
But before then...
That's the awesome Mrs. Deagle.
Yes, Mrs. Deagle is like very loudly in a bank in a public area is going to Billy... Hey, Billy, I'm going to kill your fucking dog.
I love Mrs. Deagle.
I'm not just going to kill it. I'm going to throw it in a fucking washing machine, put it on spin, and watch the fucking dry.
I do love the
way... And then a bunch of people who are waiting in line are like, Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're not good. Even like, that's good. A good idea. I think the guy's just like, yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, that's a way to kill a dog.
I just love how, like, the kid is just like, yeah, okay, you're going to kill my dog. Can we just move this along?
Like, no, and no one gives a shit. And when when clearly the gremlin has strung him up, but clearly, like, everyone's thinking it's
I actually
Mrs.
just assumed it was Mrs. Deacon. I was like, they're like, oh, and I was like, well, what the, because it's the Mogwai, they're not gremlins yet.
Oh, no.
No, I think it's just Mrs. Deagle's like, fuck this dog.
And even still, the no one's like, let's call the cops. Everyone's just like, let's just send the dog up to a farm for a while. Let the heat lay low.
Do they?
Kind of stuff. Yeah, they just like, get rid of the dog.
But is that just like that's a mistreatment fine. Of like animals or just fear of Mrs. Deagle? Because Mrs. Deagle has a fuck ton of cats, one of which named Dollar Bill, that she treats with a lot of respect.
Okay.
Deagle is a good name for someone who's kind of evil, because it sounds like Desert Eagle, the pistol.
Yes.
They're known for fucking shit up.
And Deagle rhymes with Beagle, which is a kind of dog.
Yep. Forget gremlins. Mrs. Deagle theories.
So getting back to my theory that they're a barbed weapon.
Yep.
In the sequel, they do mention that the Mogwais are fucking cute as hell. And they're like, is this genetic? We don't know.
They're
and
not cute as hell. They're greasy as
they
hell.
Look greasy they look greasy.
It
do.
Looks gross. Like they're very flammable.
they look so flammable.
And they are.
I guess there's something. Wait. Okay, so they can't go out in sunlight. What about heat? Is there like a room temperature it can't be too? I feel like they're very dangerous.
I feel like it's light because they're nocturnal animals.
Yeah. But like, if I mean, you put light a bat in the sun. If you put a bat in the sun, it doesn't explode.
Wouldn't it be fun? Just release a bunch of bats. Dead.
Solid weapon.
So they're genetically cute. There's all these weird arbitrary rules. So think about you're the Allied forces. You design this little creature.
Let's take out some Nazis.
Okay, I
like how you're not even letting me finish, but go on.
Nope, because straight away I just realized I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm bored for a second, and then I remembered. All right, so World War II.
Mm-hmm.
When was the war fought?
The, like, 40s?
Yep, no. What time of the day was it fought in?
All the days.
Uh-huh. Except at night, because they didn't have torches and shit. Well, then no, the war continued at night.
Yeah.
But do you think we just didn't have light?
You fucking idiot. Let me finish. All of the big battles were during the day, because at night it was like, well, if we have lights
what
and
about
shit,
the Blitzkrieg?
My God, do you not...
Do you think at night...
Humans are like, oh my God, it's nighttime. Everyone stop. Don't move.
Or like, they're like,
I
okay,
can't see anything.
We should go take out the Nazis. And they're like, look, what if I get lost? Let's not.
I thought neither of those are the points I was making.
I thought we were just playing a giant battles, game of tag.
The battles died off a bit at night.
Nighttime
everyone was just
no,
like,
no, they didn't.
Hiding
they
time.
Didn't.
Hiding
that
time.
Is not that war. Is not even true.
It's 100% true. I was there.
Like, maybe the plane battles would have been done during the day because you'd have better visibility, but even then...
Probably not. I just like the idea, like Hitler and... look,
sunset, everyone back to the trenches.
Look, Winston, can we have a deal here? Nighttime is scary for me. I mean, when it gets to 8 o'clock sharp, I want there to be a truce. Because the nighttime is scary
time. I don't
like
the darkness.
No, it's very
frightening. I agree, Hitler, you're a wise man when it comes to the night.
Okay, but 6 a.m., we're coming for you.
That's fine.
So that's
I wake up at 5-ish.
So that's how the war went
is
for
you,
Dusha? Is that what happened in Dusha's reimagining the history?
World War II, Dusha style?
No, you got to remember, guys, that history always remembers the victor, and I was on the wrong side, so things are a little different for me.
Joel Dusha, Nazi.
Joel Dusha, last name Dusha.
Nazi.
Issues.
I get what you mean, though, because you couldn't use a gremlin during the day.
No, and that's what
just
I
explode.
Okay, no, what
exactly.
I mean,
that's
what
my
I
point.
Was,
you wouldn't.
What I was trying to say, and hey, I'm all for the fucking jokes, guys. But no, what I was trying to say is, like, the tactics change completely at night during the war. Because it's still a fucking war. I get that. It wasn't like fucking Winston and fucking Hitler were like, went to sleep, like, guys, behave.
Sleep time is safe
time. Anyone else just mentioning Hitler with a little teddy and, like, a nightcap? Winston with a big cigar ashen on his face as he sleeps.
Two cigars while he sleeps.
As he snores, he fills the room with cigars.
Hitler in Germany. Good night, Winston.
Good night, Hitler.
Anyway, I just feel like Mogwais, if they were a weapon, would be suited to daytime warfare.
No.
But can't be because they'd fucking explode.
Because you're thinking of the different... I'm thinking of a sneaky weapon.
How is a Mogwai's eye... Okay. Disagree that it's a weapon at
so,
all.
So, at night...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm a soldier. I'm an SS soldier.
At night...
Jackson Gruber Hans.
At night, allies flying over the Germany town or whatever it is, dropping
Look,
crates...
Says Germany town. That's where my grandpa grew up.
Why are you working for the Allies?
Whatever. You said that the... You said we were the
Oh. I think you're a traitor. Get it! allies flying over town, yeah. Wherever it is, dropping, or whoever really, dropping a crate of Mogwais.
Would they survive the fucking... You can't drop live things out of a... Oh, parachutes exist. Wow, I have gone full retarded in this episode.
So dropping a bunch of crates of Mogwai. Yeah.
With parachutes.
With parachutes. Yep. During the night time, like, they can open it, like, escape... You know, scuttle.
Yeah.
Go out into the sewers, into like maybe even near where there's a lot of foot traffic, whatever. Because in number two, there's the scientist. He's like,
Gremlins
2.
Yeah, Gremlins 2.
They're like, oh my God, whatever this. Grab it as a rat. Looks cute and adorable. So people just want to grab
them.
Whoa, let
me stop you there. It looks like a rat. Let's grab it. It's adorable.
It looks like if you got a guinea pig and crushed it. Halfway.
Not my opinions. Opinions of the scientists.
Okay, but
Zamet,
here's my issue.
So, you've got these people thinking gremlins, and they're like, oh, look at the gremlin, he's so cute. Grabbing the gremlins and whatever, and caring for it. And then this weird arbitrary rules of don't feed it after midnight, which is all just bullshit. I mean, because it makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all.
Yeah. So, inevitably, you're going to fuck up. Those rules are there in place for you're going to fuck up at one point in time. And so, like, think about it, you know, oh, like, you get your gremlin, like, you'll get Mogwai messy, you're going to bath it.
Yeah, yeah. You will clean a Mogwai at some point in your
life.
Exactly.
And
that's
so,
the thing that I found, I'm going to interrupt and jump in. The water thing isn't such a big deal as long as you're prepared to house a bunch of Mogwai.
Yeah, I know, it's not a big deal, but if you're thinking this is a biological weapon, it's a great little feature.
But imagine this, Samet. So I'm a little German schoolboy.
Yeah.
And it's war in Germany, so shit's rough for me. And I'm like, holy fuck, allies, they're going to bomb us. They drop a crate.
Yeah, but you don't see them.
Oh, are they doing it at night?
So they're doing it at night. They're dropping the crates. The Mogwais are spreading out.
This is World War II planes. They're not exactly quiet.
I'll be like, oh, God, as I hear the...
and the fucking airstrike fucking sirens that would be going off.
And then they drop these crates and we're like, what are these? Destroy the Mogwai. I agree that they're a weapon.
I'm just going to think, you guys are idiots. You have the things going, like the allies, whatever, bombing shit down, but people aren't seeing the crates because it's nighttime and...
You're making the douche mistake of thinking war stopped at night.
No, I'm not.
But you would be everywhere in Germany. There were people watching
the
skies.
Think of the Blitzkrieg, you fucking idiot.
I am. I'm saying, like, they would be undercover and bunkers, whatever. I'm saying enough fucking crates.
What I'm saying
will
is
fall.
That the moment.
You're right. If you drop a million in crates, I'm sure they'll be like, oh, well, if this is one, we wouldn't trust it. But
or
now there's
fuck
10,000.
You know what? No, okay. Maybe go to the border and then just, like, at nighttime, it's just. Chuck a bunch of Mogwais.
The border back your way.
Oh, no. Well, the other
Winston,
issue is
we
that.
Fucked up.
Say I'm a German town of Germantown.
Yep.
I'm the little town of Germantown. And we get Mogwai.
Yeah.
And, like, as a, you know, like a kid, I'm like, I got a dirty Mogwai. I bathe it. Oh, fuck. I got heaps. Oh, it's hungry. Feed it. Oh, shit. I got gremlins.
Yeah.
And then the soldiers in my town are like, hey, Nazis everywhere. This is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kill all Mogwais.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd kill all the Mogwais.
Yeah. But you'd have to have that intel first to do all that.
Well, you'd get one town, I guess.
that's pretty neat. But you'd wipe out that town.
Do you know what? Do you know what was better at wiping out towns?
Bombs?
The fucking nuclear weapons.
What I think, Zamet, is that a Mogwai is...
But think about it. Mogwai, though, is a good nuclear weapon in that it doesn't destroy
It's not nuclear.
It's a good weapon. It doesn't destroy the infrastructure. It just kills everyone in that town.
Not necessarily.
Just think about it. You are there. You grab a Mogwai. You think it's so pretty, whatever. You bathe it, whatever. There's a lot of then suddenly you have too many Mogwai.
All right, so Billy's one dumb kid.
Yep.
He takes out like seven.
Hang on, damn it.
And that's
in,
not
in your
war.
Dropping of the Mogwai, did they get the rules in the crate?
No.
So it's not even an issue because all the Mogwais just die the next day?
Well, no, because the Mogwais know the rules.
Do they?
What, is the Mogwai going to be like, hello?
No, the Mogwai's like, No, the Mogwai's not going to be like, please don't get me to sunlight or die. No, the Mogwai knows that sunlight is bad for it.
It doesn't matter. If I'm a little kid with a rabbit and I'm like, dropping a rabbit's bad, I'll still drop a rabbit. It doesn't matter if a Mogwai is scared. Kids don't give a fuck.
No, I know that.
That you are going to be
You have a 12-hour window for the Mogwais to just wreck havoc.
Wait, 12 hours? When are you dropping the crate? I'm going to give you 6 at most.
Do the Mogwais know?
Because if you drop it 12 hours so before, you drop it's like the Mogwais dinner time. Everyone's like, those are fucking Mogwais ally plates. Those pricks.
Wait, does Gizmo know? Are these ally Mogwais? Like, have we instilled in them, this is your job, drop in a town, get wet,
Gizmo
become gremlins?
Gizmo is very patriotic.
Gizmo's he wraps also himself in a blanket because he's a fucking animal. Gizmo doesn't know.
No, he's extreme,
in the flag, rather.
Extremely patriotic in the first and second film. He's very much pro-America.
He's just like, I'm not going to.
When is he pro-America in Gremlins?
I've
not seen Gremlins 2, the new batch, so maybe. But when is he pro-America in Gremlins?
I watched it a couple of weeks ago, but I do remember him saying he's patriotic as fuck on.
That's because
my notes.
In the police station, Gizmo wraps himself in an American flag, and they're like, oh, what a little patriot.
There we go.
He's not like, America. He's just cold, Salmon. He's just a cold little guy.
All right.
I think
Gizmo spends the entire first film trying not to turn into a gremlin. Mm. So what makes you think that all the other Mogwai you drop into?
Because I'm going to go like maybe he's like the 1% or like the 10% of failure. So out of a bunch of, say, 100, 10 of them are going to be like, no, we want to be a Mogwai. I still think they're a biological weapon. I'm not saying they're a perfect weapon. I'm saying they were designed to be
I think they're a biological weapon, but not for terrestrial war.
Drop them into the allies. Or drop them into wherever you're going. Drop into the enemy. Enemies find them. They care for them, whatever. And then they suddenly turn. You've got a bunch of them. They run amok, take out a town. And then when, like, daytime comes, you know, you can come in there and storm the town. Most are dead because the gremlins got the town's got gremlin. And any sort of gremlins that are still there are going to be frightened of the
Why
daylight.
Did we stop them?
And also,
I think they killed all our pets.
So then the old Chinese dude is like, rough, but it's neat to have a biological weapon in my building.
Yeah.
Did we forget?
I don't know.
It secret?
It was covered up because it was mass hysteria. Just like how they covered up in the first film. It was all just called mass hysteria.
Blows up a building.
Basically.
Fuck you, Grim.
It was just, no one was like, yeah, gremlins are a thing. But it was, everyone was like, hey, nah, there's a rumor. Like, gremlins were in World War II fucking up all our planes. If you think about, you know, if anything's going wrong, it might be gremlins. So I think that is sort of like a seedy underground
rumor
that just completely fucks up places.
I feel like, though, that people weren't so stupid that if all of a sudden there was a new animal scientist would be like, or like just anyone would be like,
so you're saying that in the world of gremlins, they have the technology capable of creating gremlins?
Yeah.
But,
well, water exists, so they can make Mogwai.
So I get what? So you just make one Mogwai and then you're good?
Water it for a bit.
Well, that's the whole point of number two, is they start just genetically testing and engineering shit.
So then number two, it's a new animal, though.
Well, no, it's like they get the gremlin and they get, like, Gizmo, and they start experimenting on him, so
It seems weird to do when it's already a genetic.
I feel like you're on the right path, sort of.
Feel like it's clearly a weapon. I'm not denying that.
You were saying it's not a terrestrial weapon.
Think that there's a pretty clear progression of films.
Mm-hmm.
Alien. Aliens. Aliens 3, 2, 6. Gremlins 1 and 2. The way the gremlins work in that film is almost exact. Well, not exact. They don't climb inside you. But it's.
But it'd be sick if they did.
It's so similar, like, that there's got to be something going on there. When the gremlins make their transformation, they are in eggs almost exactly like the xenomorph eggs.
Yeah.
Like almost exactly. And if you're in a plane and you're dropping them on Germany. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be an issue because you've got the cane toad problem where now you've got the world overrun with fucking gremlins. And if it rains, holy shit, what do we do? If you just want to destroy a planet,
mm-hmm.
how good? Just like thousands, just thousands and thousands and thousands of gremlins,
right.
Mogwai, they exponentially get bigger.
Because what I like about gremlins as well is that they can really bypass their Mogwai stage as well.
Mm.
You can get a gremlin wet and it just pops out more gremlins.
Exactly.
So they're a that's pretty much like when the weapon turns and is like, no, which is like, you know, annihilation.
This is end game. Imagine this. You've got the fucking engineers, right, who made the aliens and whatever, and they have their ship, they land it over the sea, they drop one fucking gremlin in. Look out, planet! You're gonna get gremlined.
Wait, can gremlins even fucking swim?
That's not the issue.
No, because... movie, in Gremlins 1, the original batch, that's not what it's called, they drop Stripe, or yeah, Spike, or whatever his name is. Smirnoff?
Yes, Smirnoff.
I drop Smirnoff the gremlin in the pool, and he just produces thousands. So
yeah.
If you dropped one, and that's...
Wait, fuck, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they're going to pull it, it gets all green and smoky.
Because he wants to just fuck the town, so he's like...
No, I remember him wanting to fuck... Oh, that's... Okay, yeah, no, I can't remember now.
Why is there green smoke and mist when they drop him in? Like, if he's a weapon, what's the point of that? Oh, no, that's clearly like a fucking, like... Imagine... Adrenaline drops in a well, and you're like, the fuck? And then just this mist comes out of the well, and you're like, what's that? And then just thousands of gremlins out of the mist. That's terrifying.
As well, because you think maybe this mist is going to be...
maybe yes! It's a ghost!
The mist is sort of like the precursor, so then people who see the green mist might get frightened, and then they'll spread a rumor about this green mist that just comes to town and kills people.
So, like, people don't even know what the mists are doing, because it's just all
that gremlins
reminds
me
inside.
Of another film, The Mist.
Exactly. The Gremlin spin-off,
yeah.
The Gremlin spin-off.
Aliens 2.
Aliens 3.
The new
3.
Batch. Aliens 3. Gremlins 2.
Alien Resurrection. The Mist.
That's your... And then Alien vs. Predator vs. Gremlin.
Yeah. So it wouldn't matter if Gremlins could swim, because there'd just be thousands, no, billions
they'd
of them.
They'd just build up an island.
Yeah.
They'd make a Gremlin continent.
Yeah, Gremlin's continent on, like, their fallen dead brethren.
What influences a gremlin's personality? Like, because
Gizmo, not a cunt.
Gizmo's a lovely little guy.
A cunt.
And the other one, either dumb, gremlin. Idiot, or they want to sort of follow the leader.
I know it's probably just like an example of 80s comedy, but the fact that all the gremlins get clothes when they're in the bar really disturbed me, and that they do all these really human things.
They learn very quickly.
What do the gremlins want?
I don't think they want anything. I think they just want to cause mayhem and destruction. I think
no, but
just
when
a,
they go in that
failed...
bar, they're just like, one of them's playing jazz.
One of them is a bartender, I think, as well, isn't it?
I think gremlins just want to integrate into our society, guys.
Well, they learn very, very quickly. Like, the Mogwai, Gizmo, learns to, like, notes, how to sing in scales.
Yeah, that's true.
They learn new words.
Well, he can clearly speak English just from hanging out with the kid for a long time, and he knows Chinese already because the old Chinese man's, like, chatting to him. They're having little sneaky giggles when he collects him at the end.
Yeah, and he's like...
So...
And he knows what fun is. Like, he's like, fun and yum and all that kind of stuff.
Which is fucked up if he's a weapon.
They also learn to drive very quickly.
Yeah, they drive a whole, like, snowplow.
They drive a whole
snowplow. Into an old man.
Like, they learn to drive quicker than humans.
Wait, I was so on board with gremlins being a weapon because it makes so much sense, but the fact that the Mogwai can talk and learn piano...
Well, some of them is like learn behavior, like when he's smoking and gamble and all that kind of stuff. Is that learn behavior of watching other
people?
No, because
they just go in a bar and just start fucking smoking and gambling.
I feel like...
How do they learn the rules of poker? That's a question.
It's just in there from the get-go.
Guys, stop the episode. I've got a new question.
Gremlins poker?
No, but
poker, hardly
think about it, though. Like, just because they have some aggressive traits that are similar with weapons doesn't necessarily make them a weapon. Like sharks.
Yeah.
Like, if sharks could exist outside of water, they'd fuck shit up.
So I guess, like, are you saying, like, they you could really... say that, like, what if we dropped crocodiles on the Allies? Or the Allies drop crocodiles on Germantown. The same thing had happened.
Well, sort of.
But it's not as like...
It's like dropping hungry crocodiles that have a taste for human flesh.
Yeah. That breed exponentially.
No, because the breeding is the only thing that makes them seem like they're a weapon. Everything else is sort of arguing against that.
How could these exist in the wild? How could these feasibly exist in nature?
No, I mean, they probably couldn't. They probably don't. I'm not worried about that.
I'm not worried about gremlins, guys.
Damn it. I don't know why you're so worried about gremlins. Just relax, man. No, I agree that they were probably made in a thing. A fucking tub. Scientist house. What's it called? Shit. A lab.
Just one of them scientist houses. Yes.
Made in a science lab.
Uh-huh.
Where scientists live. but they don't eat because that is a rule that...
that is a science rule.
It's like, wear your lab coat, wear your glasses, and leave your fucking lunch in the fucking hallway, mate. Uh-huh. What was I saying?
That, but I...
Oh, yeah, you know, they were probably 100% created in a lab, but I just don't think that they were, like... Or if they are a weapon, they just are not perfect yet. Like,
yeah, they're
it's
not a good
like,
one.
Yeah, it's sort of like...
Oh, no, it's not a good one. It's like the alien, you know, in Aliens.
It's like the alien in Prometheus.
It's just, yeah, a fuck-up.
It's like a prototype.
It's sort of like if you made a gun that exploded when you fired it.
It's still injured.
I think it's like an early... No, it think about early stages of making a biological weapon, right?
Okay, let's just all remember those early stages.
You're going to have some fuck-ups.
Yeah, and it's not going to be perfect.
I would assume. And I reckon this is probably one of the fuck-ups because it's just not perfect. Because
exploding in sunlight is my big issue. Also,
I think that's a failsafe. Exploding in sunlight
It's not. Because imagine off Gremlin Island. So they drop the gremlins in, and by break of dawn...
It wouldn't be a gremlin island, it would just blow up.
It'd just... People would be looking out the sea, and just hear the...
Actually, no. They'd be like, the hell is that? The top layer would blow up, yeah. Exposing the bottom layer, which and then they would blow up, exposing the bottom layer.
Yeah. So they kind
gremlins
of don't even...
Your planet theory's fucked as well. Like, they can... Because they can only exist as a biological weapon for, like, something like 6 hours. Or maybe
until
not six.
The sun comes up.
12 hours.
That's not 12 because sun doesn't set and then rise. It's like doesn't
different
set at six
planets,
and rise
different,
at six.
Yeah, different planets, different yeah.
strokes.
Different strokes. Different day.
Planet.
Different length of day.
I suppose
that's true.
Gremlins seem like a hassle now, guys.
Yeah.
Well, they always were a hassle.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. So gremlins, kind of a shit biological weapon, but probably a weapon. Joel's. You're fucking... Yeah, no, they're all right. We're like, yeah, I guess they're a weapon.
Hey, whoa, I never said they were all right.
This guy, he's the whole episode, they're all right.
They were designed as a weapon. I'm not saying they're a good weapon. They're a pretty shitty weapon.
What if
but...
they're like locusts,
So this
though?
Whole time we've just been arguing the same thing, but in different ways. Oh, good.
Basically, I just don't think that they'd work, like, just in our wars. In space wars, yes.
But I reckon they did play a
part. Imagine if you were a predator and that was what you'd killed. Like a predator, you know, they kill an alien, they have an alien. It's like a little fucking mogwai skull. Other predators are like, tick, 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 tick.
Nah, well, because they're so like plentiful, you'd have to have like at least 100 mogwai skulls.
Oh, you could probably make like a belt out of them.
You could probably have a single mogwai, like a dead one, on like a staff or a spear. That's pretty sick.
And the spear is made out of their skulls.
Whoa.
That's pretty fucking metal.
That'd be a neat little Easter egg in like the next Predator film if he had just like a little like
Predators 2.
Predators 2, the new batch.
However, getting back to the point of like what is the Mogwai's endgame or the Gremlins' endgame? What do they want?
Well, Mogwai's
and why they are
probably to have a good time.
And Gremlins why they are. But no, Gremlins also have a good time. Thinking out in Gremlins, the first Gremlins. The bit where Billy's mum, forget her name. Billy's mum.
Mrs. Billy.
Mrs. Billy.
Mama Bill
walks into the kitchen and the gremlins aren't really doing much.
Nah.
Like, he's just eating a cookie.
He's having a gingerbread cookie, having a good time.
Having a good time. She freaks out, blenders one.
The others are like,
everyone's like, oh no, shit. They go to attack her in self-defense and she has a knife and starts stabbing him.
As an aside,
Billy blows up a fucking whole...
They're just enjoying Snow White, which for some reason is funny to them. But...
I feel bad for the gremlins.
No, but I don't, because they still run over that guy with a snowplow for no reason.
Yeah, but only a couple do that. Others just want to have a time and watch Snow White.
I guess when they're
cookies.
In the bar, they're not, like, trying to kill that girl. They're just, like, drunk patrons.
Yeah.
But as an aside, when he's eating that gingerbread cookie, he's got all this, like, yellow goo around his mouth. And you're like, what is that? The gingerbread cookie was done. Where'd he get that goo from? Looks like he was eating an egg before he was eating the gingerbread
Maybe
cookie.
Maybe he was.
Gremlins are gross.
So wait, yeah, gremlins are disgusting. So,
but like, she decapitates one, blenders one. That's brutal, man.
Yeah, I guess.
But running over a man in a snowplow is
not
also
as
pretty brutal
as blendering your whole body.
And she microwaves one and wrecks a microwave.
Yeah.
But like, hang on, okay, what's the body count of the gremlins?
Like 1,000. Oh, as in like how many?
No, not how many gremlins die, because a lot. No, how many people do the gremlins kill?
They kill Mrs. Deagle.
Yeah, they just, like, brutalize her, don't they?
She was a cunt.
No, but yeah, I know, but still. She... Oh, and they killed the fucking scientist.
Oh, yeah, but he was doing...
In
he was
his just own
doing
house?
Science.
He was doing science.
In his science that. House. He was like, so fine. That was such an unjust killing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, sorry, I have to take a blood from you because you're a new species. Mm. And then, like, where is an audience supposed to be like, you piece of shit, doing science. Fuck you. But...
What? And the man with the snowplow.
Are you
three.
Mad at the scientist for doing science?
No, I'm mad at the Mogwais for killing the scientists, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're the bad guys.
I know
that your thing
guys,
is to be like, nah, bad guys are... Nah, they're the fucking bad guys.
I know there's a bad guys in this, but you can kind of see it from their point of view. If someone's
the bad guys.
They're experimenting.
Fuck
on
you. They're not. They're taking blood.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You're as a creature, you don't know that he's just taking blood. He's keeping you in a cage.
So learn real quickly.
Zama, replace the Mogwai with dogs.
Yeah.
And you've got a dog in a cage and someone takes a blood test from the dog and then the dog comes out and mauls the guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, good, good.
But like, no, that was, you, scientist. But the dog doesn't have the same sort of cognitive behavior and ability.
I'm not saying that. Well, actually, to be honest, that Mogwai did... Oh, no, he did kill him, did he? He's quite little. I don't know how he managed that.
He was chatting to him like he was talking.
He was so friendly. It was still unjust.
It was...
But that's nature, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's the law of the wild.
If anything, it's someone experimenting on you, Dusha. Think about like a bigger...
if a giant gremlin was experimenting on you.
Yeah.
Taking my blood, that's yeah,
taking
it.
Your blood, keeping you in a cage, not listening to anything you were saying, even though you were speaking its language.
People not listening to what I'm saying is not something that usually happens to me, so...
So I'm afraid I just can't imagine.
I just cannot imagine.
So you're in a cage,
yep.
And you're like, please let me out, I don't want to be here, I'm hungry.
That
you're
doesn't sound
food.
Like me, I'm not a whiny little piece of shit. I'd be like, hey man, what's going on, why am I in a cage?
The Mogwai doesn't speak that much English.
Well, they do speak English,
though. No, but like... They like speak English the way an ape knows sign language.
Nah.
They're like, yum, yum, light.
Even still, that's...
Apes are like...
Still intelligent.
Give me a fucking puppy and we still experiment on that. For those who... I was doing sign language. Apes are not just like, hey, give me a fucking puppy.
Want something to pat.
But they like know enough. An ape knows as much sign language as a Mogwai knows English.
And if an ape broke out of its cage and ripped off someone's arms and beat him with it, I'd be on Team Ape.
Well, I don't know whose team I'd be on. I'd probably be like, that's a sad story.
It's a sad story.
As for when you can feed a Mogwai, though...
Probably sunrise. It just seems like common sense.
Probably just don't feed it. Don't have it. Take it back to the old Chinese man.
Like, you're right. It's too much
no,
of a
thank
hassle.
You.
Nah, it's on you. Although, I don't know, why didn't Billy just be like, hey, there's a bunch of Mogwais, I'm going to sell these.
Yeah, yeah. No, because you're going to get like $100 for it.
Still.
It's a lot of hassle.
I guess $100 for a little bit of water.
I feel like that the rule of not to feed them after midnight, like there's definitely just a follow-up sentence, but Billy's dad had just chuffed off.
Yeah.
Don't feed them after midnight unless, yeah, I got it. Dad, oh my god!
Don't feed them after midnight, just feed them when the sun comes up again. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, sleep times. Guys, it's just common sense.
Yeah, but Stripe, though, is crafty. He sets the clock forward.
Oh, is back. Does Stripe do that?
No, he bites.
Wait, was Stripe evil as a Mogwai?
Yeah.
That changes everything. That means that they each have individual personalities, because in my head I was like, whatever, you get like the nice Mogwai and then they get wet, they become the bad gremlins.
Stripe was always a bit of a dick from the get-go. Mm. Oh, and they all hated Gizmo, which is this weird sort of...
I hate Gizmo too. So.
Yeah, I can't stand him. He's a little puss bag.
Hate sort of where, like the mother, father?
I think Gizmo's just such a wuss that they're all like, you piece of shit.
No, same thing happens on it too. Like the offspring of Gizmo, they all hate Gizmo as well.
I think it might just be Gizmo.
Is it Gizmo or is it just like... Nah, yeah, it's Gizmo.
Yeah, it's Gizmo. Because like yeah.
Think,
others
think
have...
about it like this.
Yeah, Gizmo.
What all the shit. Evidence that from me watching the fucking film and like this whole episode, what I've realized is that Mogwai, people, gremlins, like drunks. Sometimes people just want to get drunk and have a good time.
Sometimes
Gizmo is judging them hardcore for it. Like,
oh, he does. When they're eating after midnight, Gizmo's like,
Gizmo's that annoying friend that's like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm just,
it's like,
oh my
you've
God,
had,
get off my back.
Yeah, Gizmo. The annoying friend is like, you should probably eat something. You've had a beer and a half.
You're like, Gizmo, I'm going to string you up like a dog.
Gizmo, it's my day off, mate. I'm allowed to go to the pub, just enjoy a few beverages with my so-called friends.
Run over a guy with a snowplow, Gizmo.
Have a good time. Like, my instinct right now is to, like, put Gizmo in a Hessian sack and drown him like a cat.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't fucking work.
No.
Well, it would. You'd drown Gizmo.
Well, no.
Yes.
Gizmo would still die. He'd just make more and we get another island.
Yeah, no.
And we'd also get awesome gremlins.
Yes.
Sick ones that are like, nah, this is all right.
That'll happily party with me and not judge my partying behavior like Gizmo will.
You know what's weird? Gremlins look less like they want to kill you than a Mogwai does.
Uh-huh.
You
Mogwai looks
that?
Like I wouldn't want to sleep near a Mogwai.
Yeah.
Like a Mogwai is, I'm going to wake up and a Mogwai standing on my chest with like scissors.
Yeah, exactly. But a gremlin's going to be like, eh.
You fucking hear gremlins as well because they just walk around and be like, eh.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, all right, gremlin.
I know what you're
this is
about.
Why you like a Mogwai, sneaky biological weapon.
Mm.
Infiltrate houses.
So what have we decided?
Scuttling like rats.
Okay. We've decided that they're weapons.
But we're shit ones.
But shit ones.
At best, a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Probably a precursor to the Alien trilogy.
Yeah.
Or a logical conclusion.
In between cool.
In between cool.
All right.
Gremlins just want to party. Mogwai's a cunt.
No. Mogwai's are fine. It's just Gizmo's a cunt.
Yeah.
Gremlins want to party. Gizmo's a cunt.
He's a judgmental asshole.
And probably just don't feed Mogwai full stop. And if you do, wait till the sun comes up. The end.
Yeah. Give your Mogwai back to the Chinese man. He seemed to have a handle on it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he hadn't happened to him.
Yeah.
He was responsible.
Yeah, we know of.
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, but he had a kid that was alive, so things couldn't have gone too bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Although he was the kid's grandfather.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Plus the grandpa is missing an eye.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Gizmo, what have you done?
I think he had a rough little gremlin time, but he sorted it out, and he's been fine, and the kid takes it, and he's like, it's just going to happen again.
And it happened so quickly as well. Like, within about a day and a half, Billy has fucked up.
But he gets him wet almost straight off the bat.
Yeah. It's like, don't get him wet. Was that all or bullshit?
What if you sneeze on a gremlin?
That's Corey Feldman. He fucks up.
Oh, yeah, Corey.
Corey Feldman's like, oh, no. Oh, Corey, you're better than that.
No, he's not.
Well, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I also have been Joel.
Don't feed it after midnight.
Just don't feed it.
Don't put it in the water. And maybe just leave it in the sun for a bit.
Let your gremlin, your Mogwai, get
explode.
Dirty. It's funny to imagine someone is washing their Mogwai and then their Mogwai multiplies and then they try to wash those Mogwai, and then they multiply, and they're just like, what's going on?
That's a Corey Feldman way.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.